But let's bring on John Molinaro. John, we know that normally after a game day, you get a day off. But this morning, you're writing an article posted at 9 a.m. Jonathan Osorio will stay with TFC despite some interest from abroad. Can you tell us a little bit about the interest, who was interested, and why he decided to stay?
Well, there was interest from teams in Europe and Mexico, because John is really sort of been enjoying a breakout campaign this year. It's probably the best football he's played of his entire career. So naturally, when a player like that, especially at his age, because he's 26, when a player like that is kind of doing what he does, then obviously he gains interest from other clubs. So there was interest from teams in Europe and Mexico, and I spoke to one team official from a prominent team in South America last month, and he told me that they were closely monitoring him, and you know, were considering making an offer for him. So, you know, why he stayed, we'll find out, I guess, later this afternoon at the press conference. But I suspect he's getting a hefty pay raise, and I don't think you can overlook the fact that this is his hometown club. He's from Toronto. He started with the team in the youth academy in 2013. He's only played with one team his entire career professionally. So, I'm sure that played a factor in it too, as well. The fact that he can really become, as I said, at 26, he can really become the cornerstone of the franchise for many years to come, because he's got, his best years ahead of him.
You said he's enjoying a breakout campaign. What have you personally seen from his game that's expanded, that's made him that much more effective?
A lot of things. He's been, I think the biggest thing is just his composure in front of goal. He was always, known for getting in dangerous scoring positions, but he used to really sort of rush his shots and blew scoring opportunities, and he just didn't show much composure in front of goal. I mean, now, every time he gets inside a goal, you get the sense that he's just going to bury it. He's really been sort of lights out, and he's been far more assured of himself when he gets inside a goal. I think he's become more of a complete player too, more of a two-way midfielder. And he'll be the first to admit that there's been a lot of maturing on his part. I mean, he used to sort of really lose his cool on the pitch whenever things didn't go his way. I think there's a far greater maturity now in his game, both on and off the pitch. He's done a little bit of growing up. So I think just overall, as I said, he's really enjoying the best season of his career.
And in one of TFC's worst seasons in recent memory, it's funny, they come off such a dominant campaign last year and, they win every championship except for CONCACAF, and they are right there. And then all of a sudden, once that championship game is done, they get injuries. It seems that they're tired. What do you think has gone wrong for TFC mostly this year? Would you point to the fact that they had almost no offseason? Would you point to injuries? Would it be a combination of it all?
I think it's all of it. I mean, and that's not to excuse it. I mean, obviously, this is a team. It's they have the highest payroll in MLS. It's one of the deepest teams in the league. So they should be able to sort of ride out the issues in terms of injuries and, long travel, and they played a lot of football both in MLS and Champions League. So I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that that's a reason. That's a far different thing. I wonder too if they've suffered a psychological blow. I don't know that they've ever fully recovered from the Champions League loss to Chivas in Guadalajara. I mean, I was there for that second leg in Mexico, and they outplayed Chivas and beat them through regulation time, and then to lose like the way they did in a penalty shootout, it was devastating. So I've often wondered if they're still sort of carrying that around, and maybe that's one of the reasons why, they've been so erratic and poor and really lacking consistency in MLS.
And nonetheless, here they are. Because, a month and a half ago, they were so far out of contention. People are like, they need to be precise and play precision soccer to even be in the postseason mix. But now, 6 points out of a playoff spot, 3 teams in between them and the postseason. I believe it's Montreal, DC, and New England. 1 game in hand on Montreal, but squandering an opportunity last night, granted, with a patchwork defensive group in that game. But DC lost, as did Toronto FC, even though they had seven players out of their lineup. A good first half effort, but then just getting stretched too far in the second.
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought for 60 minutes they played Portland pretty even. And, and like you said, this was a makeshift team in a lot of senses. They were missing, they made seven lineup changes. They were missing Sebastian Giovinco. Jonathan Osorio wasn't there. Drew Moore wasn't there. So it was, you know, the fact, and they've never won in Portland before as well. So the fact that they were so competitive for an hour with, you know, I would suggest their B team was a bit of a win in itself. And then they just couldn't maintain it. So it was a bit unfortunate for them. It was a wasted bit of opportunity, to be sure, though, because, I mean, this was one of the two games in hand that they had in on Montreal. So had they been able to win, they could have picked up 3 points. They would have narrowed the gap even more. As it stands, they didn't sort of close any ground. So it's I'm sure they're going to be kicking themselves a little bit after the loss in Portland last night.
The players you just mentioned, Giovinco, there's Victor Vasquez as well, Osorio, Drew Moore. As I understand it, a lot of these players that were not in the lineup, accounting for the seven lineup changes, are suffering kind of minor injuries for the most part, not things that are going to be extremely debilitating. Was this a calculated move on the part of Greg Vanney to really just give them rest time in order to play LAFC this weekend and hope that they can just take that game before they have a number of days off, actually, before they play the Galaxy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was absolutely a calculated sort of maneuver on his part. You know, the fact that Portland, it's a 5-hour flight out there. Portland plays on an artificial surface. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to risk players who are kind of carrying minor knocks or injuries, you know, playing on a surface like that. It was a quick turnaround because they have to play LAFC on Saturday, and then they're off for 2 weeks. So I don't doubt for a minute that, you know, Greg Vanney took that into account and just wanted to rest his players ahead of the game on Saturday, and then, you know, they'll get an even longer rest after that so that they can really sort of recuperate and bunker down as the season enters the home stretch.
John, how do you cap their chances right now? Like, frankly, it's you know, they've got a game in hand on Montreal, and it's only, you know, 6 points is really only two wins. But, I mean, do you think that they can get past Wayne Rooney in D.C.? Do you think that they can get back in? And at the end of the day, you know, it's sort of a lost season. Would it be, and this is not, I know your answer is going to be no on this one, but would it almost be better for them to miss the playoffs and come back stronger and rested next season and injury-free?
I'll answer the second question first. No, I don't think it would be a good thing. I think you got to go and make the playoffs, right? I mean, these are the reigning MLS Cup champions. They're coming off the best season in league history. There's really no excuse for them not to make the postseason. I think it would be a major disappointment if they didn't. So, yeah, I think they got to go for it. I don't think there's any doubt in their mind that they're going to go for it. Can they do it? I seriously have my doubts. I mean, I think. You know, with 6 points doesn't sound like a lot, and I know they have a game in hand in Montreal, but I haven't seen anything from this team in MLS this season that suggests to me that they can do this. There's been no consistency. They've only won two games in a row once during the campaign. They've been injury-ridden, and I just think it's a tough slog ahead. I think mentally they've got to be feeling the pressure at the moment. And, you know, D.C. is... I know they lost last night, but they're trending in the right direction. Montreal is playing some good soccer as well. I just, you know, if they don't beat LAFC on Saturday, then that won't officially eliminate them. But I have to think that'll sort of bury them, because then it'll potentially be a 9-point gap and with seven games remaining. And, you know, I just think that the time would be too short on them to close the gap at all.
Although a disappointing result, 2-0 to Portland yesterday, one of the nice things about having the alternates in was that we got to see Liam Fraser, 20-year-old Canadian soccer player who TFC is very, very high on. And I know that he's not necessarily going to be Alphonso Davies level, but is this a young guy that Canadian soccer fans should get excited about, especially World Cup 2026? Not that far away when you consider everything.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you're quite right. He's not anywhere near to what Alphonso Davies is, and he's a completely different type of player.
Right.
But I think he's a solid prospect for Canada. And the fact that he's only 20 years old, but plays with a maturity and a poise well beyond his years. And when you have someone like Michael Bradley, you know, Toronto FC's captain, you know, a player of some repute himself, and someone who you know, he tells it like it is. You know, who, when someone like that is very high on a prospect like Liam Fraser, then you have to take that seriously. And I think he's, you know, he seems to have a good, I've only talked to him a few times, but he seems to have a pretty good shoulder, a head on his shoulders, not too high on himself. So I think that speaks well of his character as well. So it'll be interesting to see his progression and development and how much playing time he can get, because he, you know, playing in central midfield and not on that team, it's tough with guys like Michael Bradley ahead of you on the depth chart. So I'll be interested to watch how he progresses over the next few years.